ॐ अपवित्र पवित्रो
वा
सर्वावस्थां
ततोऽपि वा
यस्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षं सः बाह्याभ्यन्तर शुचिः श्रीविष्णुः
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 purified or unpurified in whichever state one goes through, but if he chants three times the name of Lord Vishnu, he is considered to be purified inside and out. So, or within and without. So, this is the power of the holy name of the Lord, and we have to invest that power in our devotional process. Without investing the spiritual power through the holy name, we can't perform any religious activity. Any activity that is also being performed through the energy of the Lord. So, if we have spiritual potency, which is called superior energy, the inferior energy can be easily crossed over. This is the simple formula. But we have to be in same respect very much knowledgeable about the efficacy of the holy name, very dedicated to the process of chanting of the holy name. So not only the knowledge about the efficacy is required, but also the unwanted activities that have been developed due to our ignorance of our reality. This ignorance is going to be revealed by chanting of the holy name. So even in an offensive stage, if we chant, we will get the benefit of liberation. That is purification. But the holy name is not going to stop there. So if we remain careful of avoiding the offenses, you know, in chanting of the holy name, then we will have an entry into the realm of love of God. So the idea is that we must know the significance of the holy name. Never underestimate the spiritual power or try to even compare it with our so-called material energy. Right? It's important, that's why, that we recite 10 offenses in order to protect ourselves and committing any offense knowingly or unknowingly. The first and foremost offense is to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life in propagating the holy name of the Lord. This is an offense where Lord Krishna is also keeping his mouth shut. He would not pardon anybody. Even however we might have performed meritorious activities, and no amount of such meritorious activity is going to counteract this mad elephant offense. Not only that, Krishna withdraws his mercy to such an offender. And it doesn't mean that he has become merciless, but he withdraws, he has a right to withdraw even his own presence, very presence, as Paramatma from such an offender. Hiranyakashipu offended Prahlad Maharaj like anything. Even though it happened to be his own son. But he was the greatest offender. And Nrisingadev, who is sitting as Paramatma even in the heart of Hiranyakashipu, when he killed Hiranyakashipu, his anger towards Hiranyakashipu did not get over. He was still lying on his lap. Nrisingadev was wearing the garland of intestines, around his neck. And he became so ferocious. The demigods could not realize the extent of such an anger towards this offender. Nrisingadev, out of the feet of the anger, showed the climax of his anger by pushing his hand into the diaphragm and plucked the heart out and smashed it on the ground. He's already dead. But such an act of, anger, even it is unimaginable. Even the demigods were unsuccessful to appease Lord Nrisingadev. You can see the heart is a place for both Atma and Paramatma. And Hiranyakashipu's Atma was already separated from the body, but Lord Nrisingadev also withdrew himself. And he already sat in the pillar and then came out as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a very ferocious way. Any avatars, none of them was showing this kind of ferocious nature. Parshuram also was the angry mood, but he simply chopped and very easily, but he was determined. We see determination in Parshuram's avatar. We see that Parshuram was rather an empowered incarnation than Lila avatar. Nrisingadev is Lila avatar. So Lila is very important. To empower somebody, Krishna is performing indirect activity through the agency of Shakti. But when he personally takes the form, which is unparalleled, unimaginable, achintya guna swarupam, this is swarupam. So, Shaktyavesha avatar is the manifestation of only Shakti. But when Swarup is manifested, then it has much more of personal nature of Lord Shri Krishna. So when we see that mere offense, like mere elephant offense, Hiranyakashipu did towards Prahlad Maharaj, and Nrisingadeva didn't pardon him, didn't spare him. Durvasa Muni was pardoned because eventually he realized when he went through Brahma, Lord Shiva, and they denied him shelter or protection. He came to Lord Vishnu that Vishnu told him, what is the use of begging my protection? Sudarshan Chakra has left me. He knows my nature. I didn't order him, but he knew my desire. I can't withdraw him. He will finish the job. And then then he realized that there is no excuse. So at that time the Vyasa started glorifying Ambarish Maharaj, realizing that he offended a pure devotee. So he admits, "Yes, my lord, I have offended your dear most devotee." Lord Vishnu, interjected, "Yeah, then why do you waste time? Go quickly." He went immediately and fell at the feet of a great Vaishnava. So he was pardoned, he was saved. So mad elephant offense can only be pardoned when one truly, I didn't do anything. Shunyi. No. So, mad elephant offense can only be pardoned when the Vaishnava, who is supposed to be a Vaishnava, he is always remain merciful. If he doesn't show the mercy, rest assured, devotional service is not maturing. A Vaishnava has to pardon because he becomes the representative of the Lord immediately. He can't counter offense anybody. He can't do that if he's a real Vaishnava. And Ambarish Maharaj did it. If somebody has to take a revenge, generally in immature state, people offend somebody, and they offend offended devotee counter offense. So he becomes a counter offender. Now, it means both are in the same boat. Means both are on material platform. So what is the use of pardoning? What is the use of it nullifies each other. Right? But a Vaishnava is always tolerant and he pardons. Sometimes in our immaturity we may take some time not to pardon. But if we continue chanting the glories of the Holy Name, probably, and the Holy Name will inspire us to pardon. So, rest assured, it is the glory of the Holy Name and that a Vaishnava is considered to be the Vaishnava. Otherwise, one cannot become Vaishnava without chanting the Holy Name of the Lord. And that's why Haridas Thakur, who is Namacharya, he said that even if once chanted the Holy Name, that person should be considered a Vaishnava. And especially the householders should not offend him. So that is the great responsibility falling on householders, especially those who are too engrossed in material management. So the importance of the first offense has been very much emphasized because it will stunt our devotional service. It will stop immediately the progress into devotional service. The second offense is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be independent or equal to the holy name of Lord Vishnu. In Shastra, there is only one absolute truth, but that absolute truth expands just yesterday I was checking the email after the show was over. one email came as a news for the scientists that they used the Hubble the telescope in the orbit and took some photographs, and they found one cluster of galaxies. Mm-hmm. They gave the number 1874 or something like that. And they found that the light radiated by the stars which are behind this cluster reflects, and it can be seen. So according to their calculations and thing, that the universe is expanding. This was an old story, but now they say universe will keep on expanding without any cessation. They had maintained one ideology according to that in some time it will cool off and it will become a dead ground. But that is a far-fetched, wishful thinking. The material nature, Krishna's inconceivable potential, is also divya. Daivi hesha gunamayi. Daivi gunamayi maya. So, it is so divine that it is expanding. But man has only the knowledge about the material nature which is to his surrounding. He does not go beyond much of his surrounding. And if some few people, they went to the moon and entered into some other surrounding, yet they could not find more than 3 modes of material nature. Alright? So, anyone who is afflicted by the 3 modes of material nature, whether they are animals, human beings, or demigods, how are they to be compared as independent of the cause of all causes? How is their name even remain so much independent? It's not possible. The possibility is that the divine energy, which herself admits, and we are made to realize that this Trigunamayi Maya, even the divine, but she is under the jurisdiction of Lord Shri Krishna, the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not in the jurisdiction of Trigunamayi Maya. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu or Lord Shri Krishna, is the one who is not only the cause of all causes, but then during the manifestation, he became the most remote cause. So the idea is that anything which is generated by a transcendental energy, which is independent, it cannot be subordinate to the manifested material world, which is of inferior energy. So anything related to the inferior energy cannot be equal or independent So therefore, the names of demigods are not equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Rather, they are all connected. They are all dependent to Lord Vishnu. The third offense is to disobey the orders of spiritual master. Spiritual master is supposed to be the representative of Lord Krishna. Because Lord Krishna is the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master is Lord Krishna. But one who is becoming representative of this transcendental personality of Godhead, he becomes the transparent vaya medium. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he is going to be transmitted without any taint, distortion, or deviation. That's the idea. So, Krishna Vande Jagat Guru is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. He is the Supreme Spiritual Master. And the representatives are via transparent. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj always emphasized that. And where is the book of Vyas Puja offering yesterday? And in the meaning of Vyas Puja, you know, it is very clearly written. Just get me one book and we'll read from there. Elsewhere also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says the chief moiety in the spiritual master or any personality who is becoming a transparent vaya medium is Lord Shri Krishna. A pure devotee who is transparent vaya medium does not become Lord Krishna. So, Lord Krishna has to be understood, who is the transcendental personality of Godhead. He is to be understood through the instructions of the spiritual master, which are on the transcendental level. Only by serving the transcendental instructions that are first emanated from the lotus mouth of the Lord himself and is being transmitted through the disciplic succession, we receive such instructions as it is without any deviation. So, one gets the benefit. Whoever comes in touch with this transcendental message, he becomes purified, he progresses towards going back home, back to Godhead, and when he delivers the same message to his followers and disciples, they also get the same benefit. So therefore, to disobey the order of spiritual master is also extended to such a never interpret with our own small intelligence the order of spiritual master. They always say, rather, try to understand the mood of the spiritual master. It is difficult to, Okay, read aloud. I didn't bring my glasses. I have to start.
The Guru or Acharya Dev, as we learn from the bona fide scriptures, delivers the message of the absolute world, the transcendental abode of the absolute personality, where everything non-different serves the absolute truth. We have heard so many times, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panthaha. Traverse the trail which your previous Acharya has passed. But we have hardly tried to understand the real purport of this sloka. If we scrutinizingly study this proposition, we understand that the Mahajanan is one and the royal road of the transcendental world is also one. In the Mukunda Upanishad it is said, Tad Vignartam Sa Guruhu Eva Bikachate Samit Panihi Sotriyam Brahma Nishtam. In order to learn the transcendental science, one must approach the bona fide spiritual master in disciplined succession who is fixed in the absolute truth. Thus, it has been enjoined herewith that in order to receive the transcendental knowledge, one must approach the Guru. Therefore, it is the absolute truth is one. But which we think there is no difference of opinion, the Guru also cannot be true. The Acharya Dev for whom we have assembled tonight to offer our humble homages is not the guru of a sectarian institution or one of many differing exponent of the truth. On the contrary, he is the Jagat Guru or the guru of all of us. The only difference is that some obey his wholeheartedly, while others do not obey him directly.
So the meaning is the chief moiety, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, is Krishna Chandra himself. Mm-hmm. Right. And he is to be transmitted. So whichever medium is trying to transmit the absolute truth that comes in the form of word of mouth to the ear previously, now it is in the written form, must be conveyed as it is. Mm. What is the use of written form? Because Kali Yuga, Srotavyahadini Rajendra Nranam Santi Sahasrashu, Apashyatam Atmatattvam Graheshu Graham Medinam. The subject matter of hearing in this Kali Yuga have become multifarious, multitude, thousands. And in all this subject matter, you don't get any truth for Atma Tattva, your own reality. So those who are grahastha, stha means steady, sthir, in the household. When they are dealing with so many material subject matter, their stability in the house has become meaningless. They think, okay, we will earn good money, live easy life, but what about Atma Tattva? Graheshu Graha Medhinam. Actually, they have kept the tradition, but no life in it. Lifeless traditions. Graheshu Graha Medhinam. They want to see only material prosperity, or good life, and good behavior, and good. But Krishna says, I don't accept good or bad either. He accepts devotional service. And who can perform devotional service? Only the devotees. Everybody cannot perform devotional service unless they become devotee. So the instructions are very clear. They are transcendental and it must be handed down very carefully. So Guru has the business to give the instructions and show by his example how to see the thing as it is. Chakshudan Diluje. Guru's business is to give the transcendental knowledge that is going to be opening our eyes to see the thing in reality. So, Janme Janme Prabhu se. Such instructions are being Lord and Master. So we have to take up the instructions with our heart and soul and serve the instructions. Instruction is the Prabhu. And those who are giving such instruction, they are also Prabhu. But those who stop giving instructions, they are no longer Prabhus in that sense. Why do we serve them? But instructions are there, so you may continue to serve the instructions. So Divya Gyan Rite Prakashito, the divine realization of the Absolute Truth will be manifested in our heart. This is the process. It is not that my guru versus your guru. That's why in this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj is offering, it is said guru is one. Guru Tattva is one, then why should there be two different gurus? If Vishnu is one, means Vishnu Tattva is one. But Vishnu expands himself. Isn't it one a disciple who takes the heart in the heart the instructions of his spiritual master as his life and soul, everything will be revealed. So he is the potential spiritual master himself. Because the tattva is being transferred, therefore guru is one. The guru cannot be two. Guru cannot be two. So in this way, we take the guru tattva. It's very important. It's very important. Tattva. Vishnu may expand, but there are as many universes, that many garbhodakshay Vishnus. What to speak of that many Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Oh, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is also expanding as Paramatma and he is residing in each and every atom within and without. So is there any place left with without Vishnu? Without Vishnu, no. Everything. Sarvam idam khalvam brahm. It's simple equation. So, why do we keep on differentiating? You know, the instructions of Srila Prabhupada with somebody else. Oh, he has not given higher instructions. Guru Tattva is one and cannot be differentiated. So, if we receive such instructions which are non-dual, because Absolute Truth is non-dual, one without second, Vadanti Tattva Vidastattvam Yat Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagwaniti Shabdate. It's all right, let the sun shine. I'm getting hot. Otherwise it is cold. So, that Absolute Truth is realized in three phases. But do you think Absolute Truth has become three? No, it is one. Advayam. Non-dual. So, in this way, such instructions of spiritual master should not be disobeyed. These are transcendent, and that helps us. We have to nurture our soul with such instruction to advance in devotional service. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in persons of the Vedic version. Vedic version means and compilation of the same Absolute Truth spoken through different agencies like Mahajanas if we expand it and keep the absolute truth in the center and related everything, so it can reach out to our daily experience. That is pursuance of Vedic version. The Vedas have been thus expanded for the same purpose by Vyasadeva himself. Otherwise, it was one Veda. What was the necessity? But in expansion, he committed some mistake. In expansion, he expanded simply looking, this is according to Narad Muni, simply looking at the functionalities of the three modes of material nature and nothing for transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. So he chastised Vyasadeva. What benefit you have given, what welfare you have even promised by so much expansions. He reminded, don't miss the point. So far you have missed the point. Where is the literature of the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth? Personified. Where is that literature? That is the source of everything. And if you cannot glorify that Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, what benefit will you give? And Vyasadeva realized that. So, he saw Lord Shri Krishna along with his shadow, Maya. Maya tad apashtam. This is the realization. And therefore, Upanishads also tell us that we should learn both nescience and science together, side by side. Vidyam cha avidyam yastad vedo vayam saha. Vidyam avidyam mrityam tetva vidyayam amritam ashnute. So, because the soul's position is deathless, it is only obtained through vidya, not avidya. Avidya will put you into repeated birth and death, which is very uncertain future. Very uncertain future. You never know, however pious activity you might have done, but you are not in control of what kind of birth you have. You may be degraded because there are five causes in the material world, and that is explained very well in all the Vedic literature. So it is correct in pursuance of our repeated birth and death, but that is as a warning. Get out from the realm of avidya. Jiva jago, jiva jago, gaura chandra bole. Kato nidra jao maya pishachi rakhona. This is an important instruction, and that is according to the Vedic version. Our life is meant for coming out from the darkness of ignorance into the light of eternal. Om asato ma sajgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityur ma amrutam gamaya. This asat, tamas and mrityu, they are all the same nature. Same nature is death. If you sleep, it's also considered to be dead. How many years do we live? 100 years? No, 50 years you are going to be dead anyway. And within that active life, of 50 years, if you live 66 years, and happy birthday, and then we celebrate, oh, you are what you call transgressing the law of material nature. You have only 50 years to live. You are already dead 66, means, oh, you got some extra benefit. You must have done some pious activity. Otherwise, in Kali Yuga, the lifespan is going to get short. It is getting short. People are sleeping many hours rather than remaining active. But again, in that sleeping state, who really gets awakened?
Devotees.
Yanisham sarva bhutanam yasyam jagati sanyami. Those who are knowing the value of one's own life, they remain awake and aware, conscious of their reality of the eternity. So they are called awake. Those who want to keep sleeping or purposely keep on sleeping as if, you know, the death will pass over me and nothing will happen. It's like a camel in the desert. When the storm comes, he ducks his head in the sand, you know, and he thinks, it will pass over me. And nothing will happen. I'm protecting my head, that's good enough. That is camel mentality. So one thinks that, okay, I will get away from the responsibility of myself, my reality. I should be responsible of it, but I will get rid of such responsibility by just taking it easy, let it go. You know, I want to sleep more in ignorance. That's why we have four regulatory principles, that we should not sleep. Kali will make us sleep, knowingly or unknowingly. So, the four regulative principles, I'm going to ask you, be aware, right? So everything is given and well placed in the Vedic literature, and Vedic literature is also gradually exposing to the absolute truth in person, in personification, Lord Shri Krishna. And one should not simply take one part of Veda and then try to contradict with other part of Veda. No, it is meant for evolution, because knowledge has to evolve. Because you are coming out from the darkness into the light, means there is evolution. There is a transportation from the realm of ignorance into the realm of knowledgeability. We were there once upon a time in full knowledge, you know. But we are individual. We have little independence and minute misuse of such independence can make us get out from the realm of pure existence with Lord Krishna. And therefore we chose this material world. So, the Vedic literature, they expound the absolute truth. They actually expound the glory of the holy name, and especially Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why it is been prescribed in Yajurveda section of Kali Santarini Upanishad. Kali Santarini Upanishad section of Yajurveda. As Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Iti shodashakam nam nam kalikalmashanashanam parataropaya sarva vedeshu na drashyate. Na drashyate means conclusive. You won't find any other superior or equal remedy. So, to blasphemy Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version is an offense on the holy name. Because ultimate truth of our remedy has been revealed. Why do we have to manufacture a mantra which is not even recommended? Krishna has thousands of names, but it does not give you liberty to make a wrong choice. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya was mantra given to Dhruva Maharaj, you know, in Satya Yuga. This is Kali Yuga, Baba. It's not going to spare anything. And Krishna's order are irrevocable. Nobody can interpret it. Therefore, subsequent thinking of either interpretation of the holy name or thinking it's an imagination is also offense. Number 5 and 6. To consider chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be imagination is an offense on the holy name. And to give some mundane interpretation to the holy name is also an offense. Be aware, you can't make a meaning out of it without proper reception through the Guru Parampara. What is the meaning of Mahamantra? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada has kindly given to us. It's a call to Srimati Radharani. My dear Radharani, you know how to serve Lord Krishna best. Please engage me in such service. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. Holy name is namachintamani. Simply chanting the holy name is going to fulfill all your desires. So therefore you think you can take more service from the holy name to fulfill any kind of desire. That is, again, taking a liberty not to comply with Krishna's desire. What human being is meant to understand the reality of his own. But without Krishna exposing and relating it to us, how is it possible for us to understand independently? So we keep on committing the same mistake life after life to make a choice of our own desire and that are detrimental to our progress in spiritual life. So that are detrimental to our own spiritual progress. Krishna tells that yam yam vapis paran bhavam tejantyante galevaram tam tam tamayvaiti kaunte sadatat bhava bhavita. Whatever inclination or desire you have at the time of death before quitting the body, you will certainly are creating the next body according to that desire. But how can we think or just premeditate that, oh, before I quit, I will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You bet it. Prana prayana samaye kaphavata pittai kandhavarudan smaranam kutasthi. When the soul is trying to get out of the body, That prana prayana samaye, when the soul is going to exit, what will happen? Your throat is going to be choked with kapha, pitta and vayu. It's choked. And if you have intelligence simply based on kapha, pitta and vayu, yasyatma buddhi kuna fetri dhatu ke, you bet it is, you can't think of Krishna. Because Krishna is not related to kapha, pitta and vayu. So, before we quit the body, at least we should be liberated from the material conception of kapha, pitta and vayu. Otherwise, the rattle will be there in the throat. Gugro bole. You know, a child is given to play with that rattle, little. Why do we give him the rattle in the very beginning? I don't understand. Better remember the rattle at the last moment. When we see a rattlesnake, you know, wringing its tail, rattlesnake, it has also, but that is surely death personified. You know? So it is just like that, that kandhavarodhan, when the throat will be chopped up, smaranam kutaste, where is the opportunity to remember Lord Krishna. It's impossible. So, better chant. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
At least make it your thinking center. The holy name as the center of your thinking, the thoughts. By engaging regulated devotional service, you will be able to, right? You will be able to concentrate. That yes, my goal of life, my life and soul belongs to Lord Krishna and nobody else. So, therefore it is to be understood, you know, that knowingly committing sinful activity because I'm chanting is another what you call misuse of minute independence. Krishna wants to you to be accountable of even the minutest deviation. Why? Oh Krishna, you are too big. Can't you pardon my little offense? But Krishna says, well, ask my holy name, not me. It's not me. Ask my holy name. Whether it will pardon. Why the holy name means Lord Krishna himself takes the offense. When we commit sinful activity and we ask Krishna to pardon. But holy name is available. Krishna is not able to hear. You know? So, however, in our bodily conception of life, we pray so much, if we are not properly purified, Krishna is not going to hear. Even though he is the nearest. And he may know, but he will pretend not to hear. He will not hear. So, to commence sinful activities on the strength of chanting of the holy name, it is a counteracting or nullifying effect. It is also called sauchakunjaravat. The elephant takes bath in a clear water and comes out on the land and starts smearing his entire body with the dirt. They love it. We are trying to get purification by chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but we continue sinful activity. Sinful activity means the activity which keeps us in gross ignorance of the gross ignorance. Not even more of passion, not even more of goodness, but gross ignorance. That is papa. More of passion also creates papa, means bodily conception. To remain in bodily conception is papa vritti. It's called papa. One who wants to purify himself is called punya. But again, that punya is not limited to his gross body. What about the subtle body? What about the soul who is covered with, you know, the three modes of material nature? Gunas. The gunas are first overtaking and manifest by ignorance as ahankar. I am the doer. The soul has nothing to do. As far as material world is concerned, nothing to do. Is a prisoner has anything to do in the jail? Or he has been sent as a punishment? Whatever he was doing outside, the result that he was in prison. So do you think, oh, I'm going to do this thing in the prison. I'm going to do. No, you are handcuffed. You are restricted. You can't do anything of whatever you want. You have been corrected not to make that mistake again. But we have been making mistakes life after life, changing the bodies. Always ask for wrong choice. We never think of Krishna. Krishna is so kind. Antakale cha mameva smaran mutva kalevaram sa prayati madbhavam jati natra samshaya. If one quits the body at the time of death, remembering Lord Krishna Bhava. Krishna Bhava means the value of our absolute truth. Atma Tattva is also Krishna Bhava, because we are part and parcel. We remember what we were when we were with Krishna, what our Swarupa, that is Krishna Bhava. In relation to Krishna, we forgot. But that forgetfulness has been now eradicated by proper education in the disciplic succession. That is also Krishna Bhava. Madbhavam jati natra samshaya. There cannot be any doubt that it is guaranteed now that you will surely come to me. Now, we should not give instruction to such faithless person that don't have any faith in systematic education that exposes our reality. Our naked truth. If somebody doesn't have faith in oneself, never preach him. One who always lives in fear, doesn't have self-esteem. One who is degrading himself into Naradama state, lower than the human being, they don't incline to go to Krishna. Four types of people, Krishna says, never come to me. Avajananti, not knowing, they are called mudhas. So, they are one of them. Second is Naradama. Third is Mayaya Aprita Jnana. Their real knowledge has been stolen or covered by Maya. So they simply speak of some scientific little achievement which has a relative truth but not absolute truth. and they deride Krishna. They never come to him. And asurin bhava, those who are envious, simply because that enmity has been continued right from the very beginning. Without enviousness, how is it that we have left his realm? We think, I am the Lord and Master. Why should I depend upon this cowherd boy? Namam duskritano mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya pritajnanam asurin bhavam asrita. So we should avoid these four types of people, not to preach the glories. It's an offense on the holy name. We are not supposed to waste or undermine, devalue the holy name. We have to offer the holy name to the one who can recognize the reality. The tenth offense is to having material attachment even after understanding so many instructions in the matter of trying to get liberated. We know you cannot ride two horses, you know. And these horses are of opposite direction. You have to put one foot somewhere, you know. You can't balance it. So, if your horse is marching forward, you have to choose. But which one is marching forward? If you have ignorance that material world is all in all, you better believe Kali Yuga will not spare anybody. America has shown his true colors now, struggling to keep the first position. You know, economic failure, cheating business, you name it. That is not a horse marching forward. That's a donkey marching forward. That's why America kept, you know, the Republican Party has its symbol, party symbol, donkey. And elephant is by the Democratic people. They said, well, we'll progress slowly, but we are huge. Our presence is huge. But both are, after all, having bodily conception. They say, in God we trust, but actually they are not trusting anybody, not even themselves. Anyway, the conception of God is very poor. Why? Srimad Bhagavatam tells the conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth Person, the Godhead, is the correct conception. So, in this way, we have to avoid these 10 offenses while we are chanting and while we are not chanting also. Because once you accept the chanting process, it's going to accompany you even after death, because it's a spiritual energy. So you have to remain conscious of these offenses, not to commit while you are chanting and while you are also not chanting. Holy name is not restricted to chanting only. Holy name starts from hearing and then chanting and then remembering. And remembrance cannot be temporary. It should be permanent. So you have to invest the remembrance of the holy name, the presence of the holy name, while you perform activity consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously. So holy name will take all over you. That is the point. So, satatam smartavyam Vishnu. Vismartavyam na jatuchi. There cannot be any moment that you will ever forget the importance of the holy name in your life. That's what we are trying to confer today. You simply have to commit. Please chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles. That's about it. Srila Prabhupada is so kind enough to make it so practical. You know. Otherwise, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has given 64 rounds to chant. Means all your activity during the day has to be geared in simply finishing your rounds. But Prabhupada said, okay, chant 16 rounds, but then 8 hours fully engaged in devotional service. Whether you do a job, whether you do housework, whether you do construction or whether you do destruction also. Remember Krishna. You know, if you are engaging in the service of Lord Krishna, that means Krishna consciousness is going to take over your entire life. No spare time for yourself separately. What to speak of others. But the influence is so profound that you will never miss anything not to be connected with Krishna, whether it's your household duties or responsibilities or anything. Simply we have to remain conscious of Krishna. Hey, Baba, do you become dead while you are working? No, you are conscious. But change your consciousness to Krishna's desire to consciousness. He is allowing you to perform all the activity. Why can't you become more understanding that I have to somehow or other connect my so-called material service or engage this energy which is material into the service of Krishna, which will be beneficial not only to me but to everybody. Otherwise it is destructive. The material transaction is a demand and supply, demand and supply. But there is nothing like that in spiritual life. Spiritual life is always supply. It's a continuum and it is there. Unless and until we want to interrupt in Krishna's plan, even in the material nature, we pollute the earth, we pollute the air, we pollute everything. It means it's destructive. Destruction is not your job, it's Lord Shiva's job. Or some so-called devotees of Lord Shiva will come and say, oh, I am engaged in destruction of this material world. Like US Army or this or that want to take, you know, finish them off. If we can't capture Bin Laden, then destroy Al-Qaeda. If we can't destroy Al-Qaeda, then destroy Laskar-e-Toyba. If we can't destroy Laskar-e-Toyba, then there are Fadains and so many other destructive things. Oh my God. You are not going to become, you know, the agent of destruction. Neither you will become the follower of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva chants the holy name of Mahashankarshan. That is his original form. Why he has to chant? Because he has to keep his consciousness geared in service of the Absolute Truth. And that position is very ideal for the devotees of Lord Krishna. So if you chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
at Shivalaya, Lord Shiva will be very happy. So never be ashamed when we see the demigods and their positions. Always be respectful and chant Hare Krishna. There won't be any objection. So this is the clear-cut understanding. So keep this chanting very attentively. Otherwise it will breed all these offenses. Therefore, this extra offense is to remain inattentive while chanting Hare Krishna. Our attention means our consciousness must be in chanting. That is the required vow that you are going to take today. Yes, I will chant consciously Hare Krishna Mahamantra 16 rounds a day and consciously follow four regulative principles. We are expert in consciously following four regulative principles because Hindus have been trained from age, old traditions, right? But chanting is a little bit difficult because we have not understood properly the efficacy of the holy name. So we have to be very careful. So now I will call and you pay obeisances to the deity and chant the Guru Mantra. And they should be changed. Change the country mark.
Pani.
After both of you receive your mala, you sit here. Okay. Meanwhile, you can stand. Vaidehi Mata. Please pay your obeisance. Garland laga, kanthi mala lagai?
No, no, no. Just UK.
Okay, kanthi mala bhi lelo.
Mataji.
Kanthi Vipanala. तुलसी कभी अपवित्र होती नहीं हम क्यों निकाल दें Vaidehi Mata, sit down. It's all right.
No.
So So you promise to chant 16 rounds of Maha Mantra. Just try to chant extra rounds, like 25 on Ekadashi.
Very well.
It will keep you much more closer on this day. That is the real fasting. And what are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
Okay. I have chosen one name for you that belongs to Radharani. But people say something that starts, well, it also means ignorance. Those who are dwelling in ignorance will see much of an ignorance, but why the name of Radharani is related to ignorance? When Radharani sleeps, Krishna wants to awaken her. So, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we chant Radharani's name, because Krishna wants to play the pastimes of all attractive pastimes, all blissful pastimes, and Radharani cannot remain sleeping during that time. Right? So therefore, to increase inspire Lord Krishna to start his amorous pastimes with Radharani, Krishna comes forward because he desires. Radharani fulfills his desire. So, Radharani is to be understood that she is having also a sort of transcendental sleep, and Krishna wants to play the pastime, so she must be awake. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this song where he uses the name that oh, the sun is rising and it dispels the darkness of ignorance. So we should chant the holy name. It is sung in the Mangalarti in Vrindavan. So I am giving you that name of Radharani, Vibhavari Devi Dasi. Vibhavari means dark, means night. Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidrachari Uta Jiva. But for the Jiva, it is night, not for Krishna. Therefore, Radharani's name is Vibhavari. Right? Radharani, do you think can sleep in ignorance? No. But Radharani is sleeping because Krishna can be incited to play the pastimes. You know, so the jiva should be ready to understand the transcendental nature of the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, and all the names are so blissful in relation with awakened jiva that you are connected to Krishna with this name, so you can meditate and remain blissful. Hare Krishna. Pay your obeisances and can stand behind for a short time, and then you sit down there in this place. Naveen. Ha ha. You are no more a baby that I have to babysit. Okay. You promised to chant 16 rounds.
Yes, Guru.
Did you ever chant at 25?
Yes.
Oh, good.
That's on Ekadashi. Okay, you can do it. Well, I already gave somebody the name in Sua, Navina Niran, so he's out of question. But I was looking to one of the features of Lord Sri Krishna is that he assumes many rupas, right? Even though he is one, he becomes many. Eko bahushyam, then advaitam achyutam manadim anantarupam adhyam purhanam purusham navayam. So anantarupam is the quality of Lord Sri Krishna. But Krishna is one. Right? He can manifest in many. Everyone is simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna. That is to be understood. So, that name comes in thousand names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam, that the Lord has a name that starts with N. So I chose the name Naikatma. Naikatma. Na anek atma. No, na ek atma is naikatma. He is not only one atma. He can manifest in many. Like that, naikatma das. Ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Huh?
Bead.
Oh! You don't want.
He's exempted. Exempted.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And don't keep it with, all the time there. Keep it with you. Never to be part again. All right. Now we should start the fire sacrifice because they have to be invoked and all your promises in front of the deity, the fire, Yajna Purush, and the devotees. Thus everybody is the witness of it. Even the sun is witnessing, very bright. So, your spiritual future is very bright, okay? Even it is cold outside, but it is bright.
It's supposed to be rainy day today,
everyone. Don't worry. That will be also purifying.